The first stuff I got into was the stuff from here, and then it seems like my first memories are like the Sex Pistols and the Clash and stuff like that. I moved on to the American stuff really quickly. You know, I love the Damned a lot, and later punk that came from here too, the Discharge and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, I like old, like when I think, like, did the Yardbirds play here? It seems like I
wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I would have thought so.
Like, so I'm a big fan of the Yardbirds, and but I love the Doors. I love Demorse. I used to watch that movie Doors Are Open when I was a kid. So he goes out in the audience and stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is fun. Now.
Yeah. So you're going to be going on to that stage. I mean, do you get the chance to play small shows much? Like, I mean, obviously, you know, do a lot of big gigs. Last time we saw you in London was probably Hyde Park for most people. Do you kind of play little shows at home? Do you play maybe each other's weddings, christenings, that kind of thing?
No, we played a show at the Roxy in LA, which is really small, a few days ago. And we do it once in a while. We're really, our music's really much more suited to be played in a big arena. You know, it's, we've adapted to our environment in a way. You know, it used to be, I used to think we were really out of place in arenas when we first started playing them, you know, like I didn't feel like our music was meant to be heard that way. And I was kind of like, I was real unexcited about it back in like 1991, 1992. But now it seems like the music we make is, we're accustomed to projecting far, and like we've got like the hardest hitting drummer in the world, and just the sound of the band in general is just, I mean, we played on a show yesterday with like six other bands, and we've got to be at least 10 times louder than everybody else, you know. That's just who we are, you know.
Such an overwhelming response, people trying to get into this gig, desperate, you know, volunteering to donate various organs, things like that, just to be here. I mean, why do you think the British love you so much? Because, you know, we really do.
Yeah, I don't know. I love you too, you know. It was interesting. I mean, England's always, you know, been supportive of us, but especially, and by the way, like I would say at that time I was listening to like 99% English music or something and then their record really specifically took off in England. I felt like I must have grasped something of the culture or the inside of the spirit of the people or something by going so deeply into studying all the English music that I was into at that time. Yeah. That's the only thing I can figure as any kind of a factor at all, that I myself just really absorbed a lot of the spirit of English music, and I think it became a big part of what we do, even though on our new record it's probably more balanced, you know, that because I started getting into like other American forms of music that I wasn't listening to a few years ago. But you know, it's just one of those things that really can't be explained, you know. Why didn't America like Jimi Hendrix and then England did?
We did. We loved him. Yeah. He was, we totally loved him.
I gotta take that back. It's not that they didn't like him, but he hadn't gotten...
We weren't ready for him, maybe.
England was, but he didn't have the same show in America, so it was a different thing.